This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it's the final hour on this Monday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Download the app. You can watch for free. Also, our radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400. Fox Sports Radio, iHeart Radio, thank you for your support. Our stats of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And it's a birthday sale the day after the birthday. Everything on the Dan Patrick Show website is on sale, 35% off. Take advantage of that while you can. Coming up, we'll hear from Drew Brees. Drew Brees from a year ago, well, not quite a year ago, where he was talking about being a studio analyst and a game analyst. And there might be a hidden message in there as to how Drew Brees got to where he is now, where it looks like he's not going to be working for NBC with Football Night in America. There's the possibility, I guess, of him coming back and playing. I don't think that's going to happen. He's 43 years of age. Dennis Allen is the New Orleans Saints new head coach. And he said that after reading the tweet by Drew Brees, hinting at a possible return to football, the new head coach of the Saints said that was likely, quote, made in jest. Allen says, I think it was a comment made in jest, and we certainly haven't had any conversations in that regard. Let's see. He goes on to say, I don't really want to live in these hypothetical worlds right now. We'll see where it all goes, but he caused a lot of interest, that's for sure. I don't think Drew Brees can play again. I think this has to do with Drew Brees saying, there's no fun being a studio analyst. Like, he's Drew Brees. Drew Brees is used to going out to a stadium. People either yelling your name because they support you and love you, or yelling at you because you could beat their team on that day. You go to an antiseptic studio in Stamford, Connecticut, Sunday morning. You walk in and you see Mike Florio and Peter King, Chris Sims. You're probably going, this isn't fun. I think being at a game is really important for Drew Brees, because you can never replicate that. But the closest you can get would be at a game site and doing the game. When he goes to South Bend, he does Notre Dame games. I'm sure that he's treated like a king. People, you know, yelling their support and want your pictures. Drew, we love you. He doesn't get that in Stamford, Connecticut. You walk in and you're there in that building for 8, 9, 10 hours a day, as opposed to the excitement of being out there with the game going on. I asked Drew, this is November 22nd of 2021, and I said, what's the biggest challenge making the transition from football to analyst?
Well, I mean, it's a different skill set. You know, it's using different muscles. I'd say the biggest challenge, honestly, is first off, broadcasting and in-studio work are completely different anyway. You know, broadcasting to me is kind of like playing the game, which is a lot of fun. I prepare the same way. I watch film the same way. I mean, I think about how I would be attacking the opposing team or the opposing defense the exact same way as if I was actually going to go out there and play quarterback. And then it's just a matter of being to articulate that to the fans or those listening and watching and, you know, try to put them in your shoes as a player. You know, you go in studio and it's much quicker. You know, you have a lot more to get through in a very short amount of time. You know, you're really trying to give a synopsis of what happened throughout the entire day. And the broadcasting is college football and the in-studio is NFL football. So you feel like you have to have this knowledge base of kind of the general landscape of both. So that makes it difficult. And then I get to go broadcast an NFL game on Thursday night in New Orleans. So it's a little bit everything all kind of thrown into a very short amount of time.
He touched on some really interesting things there. And he's talking about the closest I can get to being a quarterback again is being on site doing a game, not being in studio. Because in studio, you may get 30 seconds. Maybe you get 45 seconds. I mean, that's an eternity when it comes to being an analyst in the studio. We like to keep it moving, rapid fire, and then you move on to another topic. When you're there, you're preparing. You're talking to the coaches. You're talking to the quarterbacks. You're talking to the players. The energy in the building. Nothing can replicate that unless you're playing. And I think that's what Drew Brees is saying. I don't want to be a studio analyst. I want to be a game analyst. Well, NBC has one game analyst, and that's Chris Collinsworth. And he's not going anywhere anytime soon. You get to do Notre Dame football. Is that enough? Notre Dame football, and then you come in and do the studio? I think Drew wants to do games. But he's also probably looking around going, let me take inventory here. Tony Romo, Troy Aikman, Kirk Herbstreit, Tom Brady. And he's probably going, those guys are getting $12, $15, $20 million a year. Tom's going to come in and bigfoot everybody and get nearly $40 million, and I'm making $6 million, and I'm in a studio, I think I need to get out. That's my feeling. Do I think he's going to play football? No. And maybe NBC said, hey, all right, go. Now, they're probably going to want something in return for whoever signs him, but he might go and try to be a game analyst at Fox, I guess. I mean, there's only so many opportunities there. But I think that Drew is saying, look, if I'm going to do this, I want to be a game analyst. I want to prepare. I want to get ready for a game as I would if I was playing quarterback. Everybody ran with the speculation of, hey, the Saints? Hey, what about the Dolphins? Hey, Carolina? Hey, what about Seattle? And I went, I think he's under contract with Seattle or with the Saints. I don't know what you give up to get Drew Brees. But why would Drew Brees go play for somebody else, given what New Orleans has? Still got a good defense. You just signed Jarvis Landry. Chris Olave, you drafted him out of Ohio State. Michael Thomas coming back. Kamara's going to be back. That seems like pretty good team. Shoulder had a year to rest. Yeah, Paulie.
I have a little theory on this Drew Brees thing. Now, if you're NBC, you now need a studio analyst, correct?
Yeah.
Dan Orlovsky's contract is in flux right now with ESPN. Dan Orlovsky will not be getting the Monday Night Football job anytime soon at ESPN, mm-hmm. which he was possibly in line for before. He could easily go over to NBC right down the street from where he lives, basically, and fill in. And you got a younger guy who's really hot right now to replace Drew Brees. Would seem like a media upgrade. And Dan Orlovsky can just patiently wait for Chris Collinsworth to choose to leave.
Yeah, but I don't know. You got Chris Sims in there. Rodney Harrison's now out in the field. Tony Dungy is in there. Maria Taylor's your new host there. Florio contributes. I don't know if Peter King is still contributing on a weekly basis. I like Orlovsky, but you don't get that same freedom that you have at the mothership when you're going to work for Football Night America. That's the big difference there. And then I see, you know, what Amazon's going to do with their studio. Kay Adams will be one of the co-hosts. And I'm guessing Pat McAfee, it's a hot property. Now, can Kay be the host and McAfee the co-host? Because you got to have somebody who can kind of land the planes there. And Kay's done that before where she can guide everybody. But you got McAfee there. He'll be a flamethrower. And it could be fun. I met with the Amazon people at the beginning of this when they were first in the mix of trying to get this. And they wanted to bounce some things off of me. And I said at the time, I'm too old for you. You need to have a younger, look at all these shows. Go younger. Be different. And, you know, to their credit, they were like, hey, you know, we're open to all of the, and they would ask people, they'd ask what I thought of certain names. And McAfee's name did not come up at the time, or Kay Adams. But I just said, if you have younger, now you're different than the other pregame shows. And your approach should be different. And if you bring in Kay and you bring in McAfee, I think that's a great start. You know, you're going to have Marshawn Lynch, or you're going to have Richard Sherman. I think you could do something that is unique, where you got players who played recently. Most of these shows, everybody, you know, it's been years since they played. And having that younger approach here, I think would be smart. Adam in South Carolina. Hi, Adam. Best and worst of the weekend.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Adam.
5'11", 250.
All right.
Thank you. So I got a best and worst for you. Worst being the Mets finally losing their first series of the season. And then the best would be the New York Rangers. I mean, coming down in three games to win it in game seven in overtime, just unbelievable. And as they say, there's no quit in New York.
All right. Well, thank you, Adam. Yeah, the Rangers against the Penguins. You know, these elimination games came from behind. Three of those games. Sean in Oregon. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind today?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Best and worst. I'm going to say the best was Michael Jordan's car with the Jumpman logo getting the win in Kansas this weekend. That was pretty awesome, and that's a feather in his cap. He's really, really stepped on the stage and doing what Michael Jordan does. He's a winner. And the worst of the weekend is those sorry Suns. I mean, that's that only scored 27 points in the first half. Lucas scored 27 points in the first half. And the main thing was your two best stars, Devin Booker and Chris Paul, only scoring 11 and 10 points. You name me the last time your two stars only score that little in an elimination game, game seven. If anybody else did that, they'd be getting thrown under the bus.
Well, they're getting roughed up. I mean, this is nationally, this is a big story. I'm sure it's really tough locally in Phoenix. You know, Milwaukee, maybe not as much because you did win the title. You didn't have Chris Middleton. The Suns don't have excuses. Milwaukee can say, look, Boston was a better team this year. We weren't healthy. We didn't have Chris Middleton. That's a big loss for us. And maybe with Chris Middleton, it doesn't go to a game seven. But the Celtics did what you want out of good teams, great teams. They come up big in a game seven. Phoenix at home. And you can't, it's one thing that you go, okay, Luka's going to get his points. You got to play defense on everybody else. And that's one of those where you see a team just give up. Where they're like, we're down 42. We got no chance. I mean, at least Milwaukee played hard till the very end. I mean, they got blown out. They didn't shoot well from three-point range. But if you would have said you're going to have two players score at least 30 points in Game 7, that's only happened three other times in a Game 7. 2002 Conference Finals, Shaq and Kobe versus the Kings. 1988 conference semis, Larry Bird and Kevin McHale versus the Hawks. 1971 conference semis, Archie Clark and Billy Cunningham versus the then Washington Bullets. Baltimore Bullets. Dallas became the fourth team since 1970 to have two players score at least 30 in a game seven. Spencer Dinwiddie had 30. Luka had 35.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
More phone calls coming up. Best and worst of the weekend. We have a whose stats would you want? We have a new poll question, and Paulie has a question about getting older. Let's take a break, then we'll come back. Not sure how I fit into getting older, the timing of this, just off my birthday.
No offense.
A little sensitive to it. But we'll take a break. 877-3DP-SHOW. More phone calls coming up right after this. Dan Patrick Show. You can hear it in my voice. I may have COVID in my voice, but you can hear the energy in my voice. M-Drive. I already had it. Had my little smoothie today. Put a scoop in there. Supplement I take every single day. You got clinically tested ingredients. Supports healthy testosterone levels. Boost energy. Helps you feel your best. And I do feel better. A whole lot better. And, you know, out of that isolation period. But you can still kind of hear it in the voice. MDriveDan.com. Try it risk-free. Free shipping. And if you don't feel more energized after 60 days, get your money back guaranteed. You can also find MDrive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shoppe. A lot of people like to pick up the package and look at the package. Well, you have that opportunity if you like to. Nice package, by the way. MDrive. Use it every day. Keeps me on top of my game. Keeps me going strong and helps me put up with Todd. Visit MDriveDan.com. More strength, more energy, T-support to fuel your daily drive. Don't let age beat you. Visit MDriveDan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick cut, flip your whole world upside down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Right Brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Right Brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Celtics made 18 more three-pointers than the Bucks did, matching the 2016 Warriors for the largest three-pointer differential in a postseason game. Milwaukee, 4 for 33 behind the arc, 12%. That's the worst three-point shooting percentage in NBA playoff history for a team attempting at least 33-pointers. I don't know how many teams have attempted 33-pointers, because if you go back to the 90s, the 80s, they weren't taking that many shots. But give credit to Boston. They made 22 three-pointers, most ever in a Game 7, beating the Bucks comfortably there. But it feels like, and I'm not in Milwaukee, but if you're a Bucks fan, you were hoping they would win. Maybe you weren't expecting them to win. Although when you go back to Game 6, I mean, that was your opportunity at home, but Boston came up big there. And then you go back to Boston, and Boston was not going to let this one slip away. Yeah, Paulie.
Only one team in NBA history has taken more threes in a playoff game. The Houston Rockets twice.
Oh.
And guess who was their leading
team? James Harden.
James Harden.
Yeah.
Yes. Shocker.
What's the deadline for the Nets to offer up, or Philly to offer up, the max contract for James Harden? He's got to opt in, or if he doesn't opt in, then they can sign him to that max deal, I think.
Yeah, he could opt in to 1 year, $44.5 million, I think.
I think 47.
47, okay.
Yeah. Wow. I'll go back to the analogy that I used. It's like, okay, do you want to compound the mistake that you have? Or start fresh, because the way I look at it is, I got Embiid and Maxey, and I really like Tyrese Maxey. He's 21, and he shows a lot of promise there. But do I want to give that money to James Harden? I know you gave up a lot to get him. But let's say I have a cracked foundation, and I go, yeah, don't worry about it. Just keep building. You know, put another story on the house. Well, wait a minute. What about the foundation? It's cracked. It's okay. Don't worry about it. The house looks great. And then all of a sudden you go, we need to move out of the house. There's a cracked foundation here. And that's the feeling. You're compounding the mistake by saying, hey, James Harden, he's not the James Harden at Houston, according to Joel Embiid. Well, that's alarming for me. Do I want to pay $250 million? For James Harden, 5 years? What am I getting? 16 and 10? Is that worth it? I don't think so. I would feel like, okay, it didn't work out. Bad deal. And maybe I can get Tyrese Maxey to step up. And maybe he can be that running mate for Joel Embiid. By the way, I haven't heard from any of those analysts or your host talking about, remember you had the duo? Remember Shaq and Kobe, the second coming, Joel Embiid and James Harden? Where did those people go? People have so many hot takes, they forget their hot takes, and then they'll give you a contrarian hot take on their hot take and don't even realize that. They bank on you forgetting their hot take. You know, hey, after two games, Harden and Embiid, the new Shaq and Kobe. I go, no, no. I've had some bad takes. I don't like to call them hot takes because hot takes doesn't feel like there's a lot of thought that goes into it. It's how do I get you to respond? How do I get clickbait here? How do I get another? How do I get a website to pick me up? And, you know, because I said this, I just, you know, you have a strong opinion, you know, a thought out opinion. That's always been my approach. And, you know, there's a couple of talk show hosts who criticize me for not having hot takes. I'm fine with that. I'm fine. You know, I'll say nice things about you when I'm in the Hall of Fame. Oh, that's right. I'm already in the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mic drop.
Yeah. Yeah. I dropped the mic there. Actually, I can't connect. Or the mic's connected.
It's fastened
to
the thing.
I can't drop the mic. In theory, though, I'm dropping the mic right there. Yeah. Don't have hot takes. You're right. I don't. Somehow I've forged a career of 35 years of not having hot takes.
Are you feeling the need to defend yourself or something?
A little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, a little bit. And, you know, sometimes you just want to take a victory lap and just say, okay.
Sometimes you just need to remind people.
Yeah, that's all. It's all you do. You want to laugh in my face, you know, you want to be Booker and Chris Paul, and I'm Luka because I'm coming after you. I'm playing bully ball. Yes, boy.
Any chance we run into said people at the Sports Emmys cocktail hour?
No, you got to be good enough to be nominated.
I set you up for that. That was T-ball.
Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, you know, you take a shot. I got a good memory. And I tend not to let things go either.
What's that Ted Nugent song? Stranglehold? That should be your walk-up song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whose stats do you want? Let's see.
Whose stats would you want? Tell me. Whose stats would you want?
You ready, Dan?
Yes.
Okay, one of these players is Luka Doncic. That's the hint. Luka Doncic is one of these three players. Whose stats would you want at age 22-23?
Wait. Pop that music up a little bit more.
Squid on his head and he did not react. Pat, second from fools. Fritzy Bae. We'll let you pick some if you can't behave. Whose do you want, LeBron or MJ?
Okay.
It's only who's
okay, so this is
what a genius.
Yeah.
Okay, players who at age 22, 23, four seasons in the league.
Yeah.
Four seasons.
Okay.
Player one, 27.7 rebounds, 6 assists.
Yeah.
And at age 22, 23.
Yeah.
Player two, 28 points per game, 9 rebounds, 9 assists.
Yeah.
Player three, here's a caveat. He was 22/23, but he was only a rookie. He was 21 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists.
I feel like LeBron is in here.
LeBron is player one. 27-7-6 at the same point as Luka Doncic, who has 28-9-9.
All right.
And then Larry Bird, who at age 22-23 was only a rookie, 21 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists.
Mm. Okay. Luka's pretty impressive there at age 23. And he feels like he's 33. Like there's maturity there at times. Yeah, I don't like him to react to everything that happens on the floor, but, you know, you want to smile. Like, you don't have to engage with everybody as far as the fans go with every shot. Just a couple. Just a subtle reminder. But you know what shuts everybody up? Get a title. Nobody has anything to say about Giannis. Can't. It's like, well, he had one. Yeah, Marv.
And like Giannis, if Luka for somehow wins a title, they're good. Like, I don't think Giannis, there's no more pressure on Giannis, especially with this team. I think LeBron, like the super team thing in Miami, then Cleveland kind of helped him. But you win one here with this group.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you can choke the next 10 years. All right.
Well, it's like with Dirk. You know, when Dirk, the Mavs won that title, beating LeBron and Wade and Chris Bosh. That was it. Nobody said, well, Dirk, yeah, MVP, but he never won the big game. He never won a championship. He won a championship. That tends to shut people up. Yeah, Paul.
Luka's new deal will kick in at the start of next year, $207 million, which is and going to end up being a bargain, and it keeps him there till 2027.
Hmm.
His whole prime.
He's going to be, what, 28?
Correct.
28 when it, wow. And then he gets another spin.
Yes. Full boat.
Yeah. All right, the age question. And do we have the new poll question?
Yeah, we have an option for
all
new
right,
poll question.
All right, okay.
This is the most beliked athlete in America.
Beliked.
Not beloved, beliked.
Beliked.
So everybody generally has a positive view of that person, and they don't get a lot of criticism.
Okay.
Such as Giannis. Giannis okay. doesn't get a lot of criticism, right?
Right.
Patrick Mahomes.
All right.
You throw Steph Curry on there.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Shohei's a good one. Yeah. Joe Burrow.
Josh Allen.
Okay. Yeah. It's a lot of options.
Okay.
Who else is beliked that we're just not thinking of?
Not beloved, beliked.
Yeah, beliked.
You don't really hear too many people being beliked.
We may have made it up just now.
Yeah. Beliked.
Anywho.
All right. Maybe it didn't have the...
quite the teeth.
Yeah, it didn't.
The MVP, the most beliked player? It's not catching on?
Mm. What's the age question?
So a woman in South Africa turned 128 years old today. And or yesterday. So she's 128 and a third. Would you want to be 120, live to 128 years old?
Mm.
If that option was presented to you, you could sign up for it.
Well, it depends on what kind of shape I'm in at 128.
You're breathing.
No.
That's all you know for sure.
Nah. And how do we know that a woman who is 128 is not lying about her age in a different way? That she's...
Oh, she's not 131 and she rounds down to make her look
No,
better?
No. She's probably, like 118. And then... She just adds, no, I'm 128. But Grandma, you just celebrated your birthday the other day. You were 118. No, I didn't. Yes, Eden.
So then if I lived to be 128, it would be into the year 2107 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I want to be around for that.
What if I made it 110?
Do I want to be 110?
Yeah, so you could sign up for it now or you just stay with what you got.
I'm going to stay with what I got. Because it's okay. Yes, Tom.
And what do you buy a 128-year-old when it comes time? You get her a gift card? To, what do you do? Her favorite restaurant? Is she leaving the house at that point much?
I don't know.
Uber Eats? I don't know what you do.
DoorDash?
Yeah. Can't fit anywhere near the number of candles. And what kind of cakes you have to get to fit that 120 plus a good luck one.
Yeah.
129 candles.
Yeah. I think she might be lying about her age.
They said she has documentation.
Mm.
It's a good story.
Okay.
She has a sibling who's still alive who's 109. I'm serious.
My younger sister? Yeah. How much younger? Oh, she's 19 years younger.
My kid's sister.
Yeah.
That's my little sister.
Yeah. 128.
Don't pick on her. She's only 113.
Who looks older, the woman who's 128 or Keith Richards?
Ooh. He has more mileage on his face.
Yeah. Keith looks like he's 128. I'm more surprised that Keith is still alive than this woman at 128.
Accurate.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Absolutely. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
No, they said if he would have went to Full Sail University, he might have done. But, hey, Dan, what's going on? I wasn't talking about Drew Brees either. I wasn't talking about him.
Right.
What's going on, man? Happy Monday, fellas. Listen, happy belated birthday, first of all. Greetings to Chat Row and the fellas. Best and worst of the weekend. Best is going to be the two extremes of basketball that I actually got to witness. One being the Golden State Warriors to being the Suns or lack thereof. Watching Golden State's offense during this series was something of – it was a masterpiece, man. Watching those guys being in the right spot at the right time and then watching the Suns lack thereof brings me to my worst of the weekend. Me coming back from a snack run – go figure. Right before halftime, I come back, and all I did was glance at the score, and it was 27. And I told my friend, I said, man, take it off a pause and speed it up. He said, no, this is the actual score. Could not believe that they only scored 27 points in the third, by the third quarter. Am I being petty, Dan, because I'm truly loving the Draymond Green, Kendrick Perkins thing that they have going on? Kendrick Perkins basically said that Draymond was scared to shoot or whatever, and he can make the pass. Then Draymond proceeds to make one of the greatest passes that I've seen, full stride, bounce between two defenders, back to Steph Curry for a three-pointer. I mean, I'm loving it.
Yeah, I like what they're doing back and forth, Kendrick Perkins and Draymond Green. Draymond called him ugly. Like, Kendrick Perkins' job is to analyze. And he was talking about Draymond Green needs to shoot more. And that's not personal. That's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to analyze good and bad. And Draymond's like, shut up, you're ugly. All right. Yeah, Marv.
Also, I'm changing my best and worst of the weekend. I'm changing my best to Patrick Beverley. We have ESPN up. I don't know what he's saying, but his facial expressions are so good. And I'm sure he's killing Chris Paul right now. Like Steven was talking about off air about Patrick Beverley on Twitter. Chef's kiss. So good.
Well, you had Jeremy Lin saying that he was rooting for Chris Paul, that he deserves it. And Patrick Beverley was like, what does he deserve? I mean, he's had the opportunities. It's the guys who don't get the opportunities where you go, man, feel bad. You know, he deserves to play for a championship. Chris Paul's had those opportunities. Yes, he.
But what does Patrick Beverley deserve?
He doesn't deserve any. He's
I don't
even
know why ESPN's giving him this platform. I get that it's like great content and it's making lots of headlines and stuff, but that dude, Chris Paul put up 41 on him.
They're just trying to get somebody else to say something else than their analyst that they have. And Patrick Beverley knows, hey, you know, once I'm done with basketball, maybe I got a career that I could be an analyst. I mean, Beverly's only 33, although he's not that defensive stopper that he's supposed to be. Hadn't been that for quite some time. It's always, you know, when somebody says you're a defensive stopper, I always get nervous for that person because it always goes back to Gerald Wilkins. Gerald Wilkins was labeled the Jordan stopper, and I think he had one or two good games against Mike. And then I think somebody said something about, oh, Gerald Wilkins, you know, the Jordan stopper. And then Mike was like, what? Yeah, he's the Jordan. And then that was it. And then I felt bad for Gerald Wilkins because – Mike was not taking any prisoners. And Patrick Beverley, oh, you know, he's a pest. He's an instigator. He's a great defender. He's still a pest and an instigator. Not a great defender anymore. But, no, the mothership looking for content. That's all. Patrick Beverley giving you a different voice. We'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. Reggie Miller, by the way, on the program tomorrow. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick cut, flip your whole world upside down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
No games tonight. No hockey. No NBA. That's it. Got baseball, though, but playoff action. Reggie Miller will join us on the program tomorrow. Ryan in Honolulu joins us now. Good morning, Ryan.
Hello, Dan. Oh, Dan, happy birthday month. Let's stretch it out as long as we can, shall we? I got a few NBA mock headlines for you.
Okay.
Think the Bucks can't blow the series. Mike says, Budenholzer, my beer.
Budenholzer, my beer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Celtics beat the Bucks in a milkshake walkie.
Cakewalk.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Boy. I think we're 0-2 right now, but...
Let's rally then.
Okay.
Don't poke a Luca. He's a smiling Dal assassin.
I think we're 0-3.
Let's go 0-4 then. Don Chicken Dimwitty. Double D's busty up the Suns.
All right. That kind of humor always works.
All right. That's it. Ryan's done. Okay. I didn't know. I'm going to give him 1-4. See, Todd, you think that I always am generous with Ryan and Honolulu.
I think you are.
No, I can be critical. I was just critical. I didn't think those were good.
Don't booker them for the Western Conference Final. Now we're combined 1-5.
You shouldn't have. Like, that's when you don't say anything. You got the win by default.
You're right. You're right.
Now, I'm not sure.
Ryan is so in Todd's head, it's not even funny.
I just entered the arena and lost. Yeah, when I just could have got a no decision.
Yeah, I don't know why you do that.
I had a no decision. It went 7-3. Only gave up 2 runs.
You're kind of like the Reds. You lost a no-hitter. Congratulations.
You didn't have to say anything and you still
lost. You don't have to do anything.
It's like having the game won and still taking a shot at the end to lose.
Yeah. Like Mario did.
Exactly.
Mario.
Too soon. Too soon.
It was your defense on him.
Scared him.
God.
Made him nervous.
All he has to do is hold the ball and let the clock run out.
He got startled. He forgot what the score was. He saw me coming. I'm like, I guess I'm supposed to shoot it here.
AUAA semifinals. And all. If he hits iron, if he holds on to the ball, I blame Seton because Seton passed it to Mario. If you hold on to the ball or dribble it out.
I didn't have my guys prepared.
You did. You were the Phoenix Suns.
I take full responsibility.
Are you Monty Williams?
I didn't have my guys prepared. This one falls on me.
Yeah. All right. That's the mark of a great coach. Yeah. You know, my team wasn't prepared. I just don't know how you say that. I can appreciate Monty Williams falling on the sword here, but nobody's buying it. Like, what would he have done differently to Devin Booker and Chris Paul or DeAndre Ayton? Like, if I only would have done this, then we wouldn't have lost by... We wouldn't have been down 42 points.
Like, Chris Paul is like, you know what? I probably could have prepared a little more for this one.
Hmm.
It didn't dawn on him that...
What if they said, yeah, we agree. Coach didn't have us prepared.
Yeah, this is his fault.
And then I think the mothership was reporting that Chris Paul has a quad injury. Like, I didn't hear anything about it, but... In defeat, he had a quad injury. Yeah, Paul.
It was on a tee for Chris Paul. The guy even asked him in the postgame, did any injuries that affected your performance? If I'm Chris Paul, I walk into the postgame in a full body cast.
Well, I'm limping.
Yeah, or I get elective meniscus surgery in the offseason just so I can have some type of excuse.
Chris showed up like Ben Roethlisberger does, like with the huge bags of ice all over every bendable limb. I'm good.
I still remember doing Football Night in America. And we were doing the highlights, and we had gotten word that Ben said to Al Michaels that he had an injury. So I don't think Al asked him, but I think Ben just said, "Hey, by the way, I'm suffering from this." And so I think Michelle Tafoya then went over to Mike Tomlin to say, "Hey, what can you tell us about Ben's injury?" He goes, "I don't know what you're talking about." Like, Ben volunteered it. It's almost like, hey, if I don't have a good game, it's because I've got this injury. So Michelle doing what any great reporter does. Hey, Mike, do you want to comment on Ben's injury? I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, he said he's got an injury here. Here is Chris Paul starting with the reporter's question.
Chris, just didn't seem like you were yourself tonight. Is there anything as far as the hand or anything going on with that, or was it just the game itself?
Just a tough game. All season long, we try to lean on our defense. Tonight, our defense wasn't there. Our offense wasn't there either. So I think Coach said a lot of it. You know what I mean? You play all season to be in this situation, and it didn't work out for us.
That's where Chris goes, I'm glad you ask. You know, I've been playing with this injury here, and this goes back to when it came out that Luka doesn't play defense and they're going to take advantage of him. And I thought, did people just realize that Luka, you could take advantage defensively? But they made it seem like, oh my God, they're taking advantage of him. I'm like, okay. Then what the Dallas Mavericks decided to do was take advantage of Chris Paul's defense and make him work at the other end. Therefore, Chris Paul was tired and he looked tired. This day in sports history, Paulie. What do you have for me?
I got a bunch. 1869, your Cincinnati Reds played their first baseball game. 1914, the AHPA, the American Horseshoe Pitchers Association, was formed in Kansas City, Kansas. What a great sport, horseshoes. 1939, the A's, Philadelphia A's and Cleveland Indians played under the lights in the first American League game, Shibe Park in Philadelphia. Ted Williams got 8 hits and a doubleheader. 2 days after breaking his collarbone, he got back in there and played. Michael Jordan, 1985, won Rookie of the Year. In 1996, Sammy Sosa became the first Chicago Cub player to hit two home runs in one inning. That's it.
It was on this date in 1953, the Phillies pitcher Curt Simmons gave up a leadoff single, then retired the next 27. On this date in 1972, this hitter homered off the Liberty Bell Monument at Veterans Stadium. This player homered off the Liberty Bell Monument at Veterans Stadium. Yes, Paul?
Phillies player Dick Allen?
No.
Solid guess.
I'll be the one who tells you if it's a solid guess.
Dang, I felt good about that.
Fritzie?
Willie Stargell.
No. Played for the Phillies.
Oh, played for the Phillies.
Yes. Greg Luzinski.
That was on the tip of my tongue.
No, it was not. 1957, several Yankee players involved in a brawl at the Copacabana nightclub.
Dick Allen.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Greg Luzinski. Leading to the trade of Billy Martin, who got traded to the Royals. I did not know that.
Greg Louganis.
Yeah. No, Greg Luzinski. Oh. After I got married, and I got married in Manhattan, and when we got through with the reception, we decided we wanted to go to the Copacabana. I don't know why. We walked by it, and we decided we're going into the Copacabana. I don't know what we were expecting to see, but my wife goes, let's go to the Copacabana. So we went in there, and I said, nothing to see here. That was it. I'd never been in the Copacabana. Going in there in a tuxedo and a wedding dress. Yes, Todd.
Did you see Lola and Rico in there? Were they walking around? Was there a song from Barry Manilow? Am I dating myself a little bit? Her name was Lola. His name was Rico. I'm pretty sure those were two main characters in a popular song by Barry Manilow.
Let's go around the room what we learned on the program. Todd, I'll start with you. What did you learn other than you were dating yourself?
Chris Maddox.
I think you did that all through high school and college. You dated yourself.
I kind of did. I was very lonely. In my Heather Locklear poster.
Yeah, shot. How about that? I'm back. What did you learn today?
Chris Maddox thought Ime Udoka did a great job breaking the Celtics of bad habits during the season's first 2 months.
Callaway's new Rogue ST fairway woods, they're up to 10 yards longer. Their longest fairway woods ever. They come in three models, Rogue ST Max. That's the most universal one. Max D with a draw, Max LS for the better players. Get yours at callawaygolf.com/go rogue. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you tomorrow. One more item as we close out this show, and it's Stiefel. Stiefel's here to help you. If you're changing jobs, retirement, we all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. And now, if you've recently changed jobs or you're considering retirement, you're probably thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach your goals. Maybe it's time to start thinking about your investment portfolios, retirement accounts. Retirement's a big deal. You can't afford to make a mistake. Don't have to do it alone. For over 130 years, Stiefel Financial Advisors have helped clients like you create personalized retirement plans, understand the many options for claiming Social Security, and implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. And that's just the beginning. As a client, you have access to Stiefel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views that will enable you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stiefel financial advisor at Stiefel.com. That's Stiefel.com. Stiefel Nicholas & Company Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.